8. At Antioch. Antioch was the capital of the Roman province of Syria, and here the imperial governor had his residence. Antioch had 500,000 inhabitants. It was the third city of the empire in size, and the first in wickedness and flagrant immorality. Gonad had considerable business to transact, so Jesus and Gained were much by themselves. They visited everything about this polyglot city except the Grove of Daphne. Gonad and Gained visited this notorious shrine of shame, but Jesus declined to accompany them. Such scenes were not so shocking to Indians, but they were repellent to an idealistic Hebrew. Jesus became sober and reflective as he drew nearer Palestine and the end of their journey. He visited with few people in Antioch. He seldom went about in the city. After much questioning as to why his teacher manifested so little interest in Antioch, Gained finally induced Jesus to say, "This city is not far from Palestine. Maybe I shall come back here sometime." Gained had a very interesting experience in Antioch. This young man had proved himself an apt pupil and already had begun to make practical use of some of Jesus' teachings. There was a certain Indian connected with his father's business in Antioch who had become so unpleasant and disgruntled that his dismissal had been considered. When Gained heard this, he betook himself to his father's place of business and held a long conference with his fellow countrymen. This man felt he had been put at the wrong job. Gained told him about the Father in heaven, and in many ways expanded his views of religion. But of all that Gained said, the quotation of a Hebrew proverb did the most good. And that word of wisdom was, "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do that with all your might." After preparing their luggage for the camel caravan, they passed on down to Sidon, and thence over to Damascus. And after 3 days they made ready for the long trek across the desert sands.